Thank you, Juan, for support. My name is Brittany. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. This is John Froloff, and I have a question. I looked at my bank statement, and yesterday, Focus Max Nature charged me $59.97. We did not order anything, and they collected that money from our account. They charged it to my wife's credit card.
All right, yes, sir, I can look at that for you.
Okay.
Can you verify a couple things for your wife?
Yes, I can.
Her first and last name?
Froloff is the last name.
And then the first name?
Marilyn.
All right. And the shipping address?
13321 Madison Street, Omaha, Nebraska, 68137.
Thank you. So I see where your wife did a trial on the 20th of December for a hype watch.
Just a moment. The 20th of December, what was it about?
A hype watch. It's a fitness watch. It'll help her keep her in her shape with her sleep. It will track her sleeping, heart rate monitoring, blood pressure, and her steps.
That's a hype watch. Okay. I know she talked about it, but there was no charge associated with that.
Yes, sir. So after 14 days, on the 15th of day, they will charge her for the full price of that watch. It is a one-time charge. There will be no more future charges. So what I can do is offer a 35% refund to keep the watch as well.
Okay, go ahead. That's a 35%. When that was promoted, what was that first business about 15 days?
Yes, sir. It's a 14-day trial. So on the 15th day, so her trial was up on January the 4th, okay? On January the 5th, they charged her the full price of that watch. What I can do is refund you $20.99, making you only pay $38.99. And that's
How much?
$38.99 after the $20.99 refund.
So you out of that $59.97, you will refund us $20.99?
Yes, sir. And she can keep the watch, be no future billing or no future shipments.
All right. Let's go ahead and do that.
All right.
There's no further billing or no further charges. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
And you will receive a refund confirmation email
Let me ask you this. If she wanted to dispute that she is obligated to pay that, could she call and dispute that and get a full refund and send it back to you?
So who would she dispute it with?
Well, I don't know. I know she's not going to – what she's going to tell me when I tell her this, she says, I never, ever agreed to that. I'm sure she did and didn't read the fine print.
Yes, sir. I mean, I can go ahead and – if she does want to send it in for a full refund – it does take the warehouse up to 45 days to even process the return and the refund. So it's easier to go the 35% refund versus waiting 45 days, because with the 35% refund, it'll take 3 to 5 business days. And yep. when you go for 100% refund, it will take 45 days.
Okay, I got you. Why don't you go ahead and let's see, that'd make the total cost then $38.99. Okay. Yeah, go ahead and give that 35% refund if you can do that.
Yes, sir.
And you got the account information to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, do you want me to provide you with that website where the terms and conditions are at so you could show her if she asked about it?
Sure. What's the website?
It's shop, S-H-O-P, hype, H-Y-P-E, Watch, WATCH.com.
Okay. All right. Very good. I appreciate that, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
Not today, no. That'll do it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.